You suck, your business sucks, and you'll never be successful. How many people paid you $5,000? You never lied to anybody? Okay, real quick. Anything you see in here? It's over, bro. What's your belief system? You're married, yes? To a woman? Or you let your wife wear pants? When I ask you for something and you don't give it to me, are you knowing that you're lying to me?
Lying?
You cannot move being this comfortable. But you be in the crib and your drawers just like, hey, yo. My job is to make you fail. My job is to make you quit. My job is to make you cry. But if you survive it, success is on the other side. Welcome to the hot seat, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, glad to be here. You here now.
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
James M. Banks III.
James M. Banks.
N. Banks. N James. For Nicholas or Nick. Okay. Some people might know me as Nick Banks, but it's James N. Banks III.
James N. Banks. Okay, all right. Yeah. So what do you do?
Currently, I'm serving in ministry, looking to rise up in leadership, but I also work in suiting, men's fashion, have had some luxury experience, brands like Versace, stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay. So, you're here today to do what?
Working on building my podcast and my ministry brand and get my website and everything going and just build out my platform that way. So, yeah.
Why a podcast with your ministry brand? Like, why? What's the point?
The point is, I think young adults need to be served more. I think there's a disconnect.
YNs?
Yeah. Not YNs. Well, yeah. It's more like, it's more like 18 to 35, cap 40, 45, you know, if you got a little young soul.
Right. 18 to 45 is a whole life, bro.
But really, mainly 18 to 35, 18 to 40, kind of pushing it. But
who are you talking to?
Gen Zs and millennials.
18 to 40.
Max, yeah.
Bro, those are two totally different audiences. Well, an 18-year-old and a 40-year-old?
Well, this is why I say it this way. It's called Set Apart and Soul-Filled Saints. Now, if you're set apart and you're new to faith or you're new to God, you're just coming into it, which probably going to be that 18 to 25, that younger crowd, this is for you. If you're more soul filled and you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you already got a strong foundation. You already have a relationship, which is going to be more that 26 to 40, 26 to 35 crowd. This is for you as well. So it's just a company and a, you know, organization that can help bridge the gap and the divide within the young millennial and Gen Z culture.
Bro, if you're talking to both audiences, you're not going to be talking to anybody. Mm-hmm. No one's going to listen to you.
Okay.
Now, I'm saying this because let's say one episode.
Yeah.
You're talking to the YNs.
Yeah.
Where does YN stop? What's the age group of a YN?
It's 18 to 25.
Is that what Google says? Yeah. Yo, let me
It's 18 to 25 for a YN.
Like it's generations. Hold on. Let me ask ChatGPT.
25 to 35 is big, bro.
What's the age group for to be considered a YN? I think it's a real thing. I wonder if they put YN in the dictionary yet. ChatGPT said the term YN stands for your name. No, it don't. No, it don't, Chat. All right, hey, somebody put it in the comments. What is the age group, the official age group for a YN? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying 18 to 25.
Yeah, for the more set apart.
Yes. Part. If you are talking to an 18 to 25 year old, yeah, and I'm 40, I'm not listening to that. Okay. Because that has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
They're 18 to 25, they have nothing to do with me. I don't relate to nothing they do.
Yeah.
The way they talk, the way they walk, the way they dress, what they do with their life, the little ski mask, the words, how they text. I don't got nothing in common with that group.
Yeah.
So if one episode you're talking to them, now I'm not saying it might not be engaging or entertaining, but I know that episode is not for me. Mm. And I'm going to listen to something that's for me.
Yeah.
Now, if you do start talking to the 30 to 40 group, 35, 40 group, I might relate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, this is good. But guess what them YNs is thinking? Once you start talking about fruits of the spirit, you start using references that only we relate to.
Yeah.
They're gone. We're lost. Yeah.
I think you just have to do it in a way where it's digestible. And
tell me the way.
I mean, I feel like the way is you got to do it on a scale and on a way that's relatable to both.
Tell me the way.
I'm saying, like, okay, so a man like yourself, you like to get fly, right? You like to get fresh?
I do a little something.
Yeah. The YNs, that's what they like. They like to get fly. They like to get fresh. So you saying you do the word the same way. Put it in a fresh way that they can digest it and they can accept it to where it's not like I'm just trying to teach them and preach them and, you know.
So you're teaching people how to get fly.
I mean, in God's way, yeah.
How do you get fly in God's way?
Because it's like, you know, instead of getting ready with me to Boss Man D-Lo, you know, I might get ready with me to, like, you know, Alex Jean or Caleb Gordon or, you know, like, just switching it up.
Hold on. Just tell me how to get fly in God's way. Are you saying you get fly with a different type of music? That's...
I'm saying, when I say get fly God's way, I guess what I'm saying is just because we're in a world where it's like the culture is so prevalent and so heavy, when we know something is negative, we don't have to always...
I'm sorry, real quick. When you say the culture, what do you mean? Yeah.
Like, you know, some of the media, like some of the artists, like just like we're in the digital age, you know, streaming, where it's like, it's a lot of negativity. Like, negativity is always being glorified. Like, you know, one thing that, you know, I always get praise on, or, you know, is like, yo, you showing them that you can still, you know, be a man of God or do something for God and still be cool or still get fly or still get fresh. You don't gotta. I think a lot of times, especially our younger generation, they think that's not cool just because what they seen before. It's like they think, oh, you gotta wear a suit, or, you know, or you...
I don't think anybody thinks that.
Yeah, well, I feel like
nobody thinks that.
I feel like there's a disconnect, so I'm just trying to help.
I mean, you think about that. Like, think.
Yeah.
Okay. Think about a spiritual influencer right now who wears a suit all the time.
There's a couple.
You can't. Give me one.
Ashton Hall.
I don't even know who that is.
The dude who was dumping his face in the ice water.
Talking about the dude that doesn't wear clothes at all?
He's usually in a suit when he has clothes on.
I've never seen him with clothes on. He wears nothing at all.
Well, you probably just saw the running clips, but if you go look at some other clips, he's usually in a suit.
He's the spiritual leader?
Yeah, he all he preaches is, you know, having a relationship with God.
Let me see something.
You know.
Let me see something real quick.
Spending time in the Word.
Oh, leading the young ladies into lust. What's his Instagram?
Ashton Hall.
Ashton Hall. His profile picture, no clothes at all. The first 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, the first 15 posts, he has one is just a beater.
Yeah.
He's not wearing clothes at all.
You gotta watch the whole video though. Of course he's gonna clip what sells.
And what gets one attention. Video, I've seen one thing with him wearing a suit. One picture. And Ashton, I'm not coming at you for like less than, but I didn't know he was like he's a pastor, like a spiritual person?
Well, not like a pastor, but every video he's pretty much talking about God, or he's...
With his clothes off. Right?
Hey, everybody has their journey. We're not, you know.
No, I'm not shaming you, Ashton. No. We're not slandering. I'm not saying it wrong. I didn't know that he was... Did y'all know he was considered? He's a fitness influencer that's a Christian.
Yeah, but anytime somebody asks him for advice, he takes them back to God, or he offers them to, you know, read the word, stuff like that.
I don't like the double standard here.
Yeah.
So let's say I'm trying to think of somebody. Okay, let's say there's a very attractive celebrity. Mm. And all of her videos were in two-piece bikinis. Mm. Would anyone ever look at that person as a spiritual influencer?
I gotta say yes and no, because I mean, we saw what just happened with B. Simone.
Where, what you mean?
She led a Christian event, and she had short shorts on, and everybody was... You know, some people were coming to her aid about it, but a lot of people were slandering her.
No. For one, she dresses up all the time. But what I'm saying is, let's say this person predominantly, it's just breasts, butt out. That's a double standard. And here's the thing. I'm not saying anything's wrong. It's just I honestly didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was and you're looking at him as a spiritual leader. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, my major point is talking to 18, trying to gather the 18 to 25s and the 40s, very, very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a very, very, very articulate person.
Okay.
And you're looking at people as, I think, I'm trying to think of somebody. For the most part, I think like a pastor or something, their congregation is going to be somewhat their age.
Yeah.
Around their age, for the most part,
yeah.
I believe. But for you creating a podcast for a wide range of people that far, the messaging is going to be super inconsistent.
Mm.
And I think you're just trying to grab everybody. Now, the age won't matter if you're basing your content off of a different metric.
Yeah.
So if the podcast is about people that are beginning in faith, well, the age doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But I think what you're trying to do is you're trying to reach to get all people in some way. And you're eventually not going to reach anybody at all.
Mm.
My opinion.
Nah, I got you. I think it's a solid take.
How old are you?
I'm 28. So I'm right in the middle, like I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still reach both sides.
When you say you reach both sides, what do you mean?
Like I have cousins that are 18, 19 that relate to me. My brother calls me weekly. I'm usually in the loop with most things that we talk about. And then I kind of was always in the middle growing up. So older cousins might be 7, 8 years older than me, 35, 36. Younger cousins, 7, 8 years younger than me. So 21, 20, 19, 18. So it's like I always...
You have good conversations with
your family members. Yeah, I was always able to you know, kind of straddle that fence.
I can navigate any conversation with anybody. Mm-hmm. I've been able to relate to an 80-year-old woman.
Yeah.
I've been able to... Well, my daughter's 14. I can't really reach her. I don't know what's going on.
Mm.
It's over. I mean, for right now, I've been trying. I'm trying to figure out what she's on. Like, what's she be into?
Would you say the YNs can't relate to you and social proof and what you do?
In most aspects, no.
Okay.
So I don't talk to them.
But you don't think you have any audience or viewers from 18 to 25?
But that's not who I'm focused on.
Yeah.
If my content started to try to pander to making sure they like me,
mm-hmm.
no one would like me.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna lose my core audience.
Mm. Well, I think my core audience would be in the middle because I'm in the middle.
Well, make your audience the middle. Stop trying to reach everybody.
Yeah. So.
And here's, I got a morning meetup group, right?
Yeah.
A morning meetup community is for entrepreneurs that are trying to get to that next level.
Mm.
Maybe beginning stage, they got some sort of idea, right? We've got a bunch of people who don't have a business at all.
Mm.
And they like my content. We have some people that have made millions in the morning meetup.
Yeah.
And they're on every morning.
Mm.
So I have a big blend.
Yeah.
But the reason I have that blend is because I stay focused on a certain group.
Yeah.
There will be people that fall outside on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trying to catch them all, I'm telling you, it's going to be very, very difficult to build a core group of people.
Okay.
So,
well,
Darius Daniels Church probably has a wide range.
Yep.
But if we took a poll of everybody, there'll probably be a majority of people that most of the people will probably be the same.
Even there, most of the young adult ministries are either 18 to 30 or 18 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still kind of missing a range there. So, and I see it. I'm in the middle. I'm 28. Yeah. I can't go to the 18 to 25 mm-hmm. events and the 45, 50 plus events.
Well, build might feel something a little too for old. The audience that's missing.
Yeah. And that's the goal.
That's not the goal. Your goal is to reach 18-year-olds and 40-year-olds.
So
I got to wear ripped jeans and a button-up shirt and a hat, and then like it didn't talk proper sometimes, but then throw in a little bit of what's a new rapper? What's a rap? What's a young rapper? A little Glorilla. You got to throw a little Glorilla in there, mixed with Kirk Franklin. You know what I mean?
Kirk Franklin Glorilla just did a song. He was on an album.
100%. So but what I'm saying is, yeah. You're targeting an yeah. audience of you're targeting a wide audience of people.
Yeah.
And I think you can when you get to a higher level, but yeah. nobody knows you right now.
Okay.
I'm saying you need to be focused. And the reason you need to be focused is because like when you're focused on an audience, mm-hmm. you talk to the same audience over and over and over and over again,
yeah.
right? That makes you have a consistent message. Mm-hmm. Now there's gonna be older people that rock with you. When they rock with you, they're not expecting anything different. They want yeah. that consistent message. Younger people, they're like, oh, psh, I really rock with this guy because every single episode talks to me.
Okay.
But the way you're trying to build a range right now.
Okay. How does 18 to 35 sound? That's what I started with. But then I had a lot of people that wanted to be a part of the group that felt left out that were over the 35.
Bro, I'm not saying close the gates to anybody because of their age. I'm talking to you.
Okay.
You need to be talking to an audience of people.
Okay.
If the 15-year-old likes it, cool.
Yeah.
If the 7-year-old likes it, great.
Yeah.
But I'm talking to this 30-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm talking to this person that's in the middle.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you chase a large net, you're not going to catch anybody.
Yeah.
So your podcast needs to be fixed in your messaging.
I got you. Because, I mean, I guess how I even came up with the logo and everything, always been a fan of the Jesus fish, mm-hmm. but then I was watching The Chosen, and it was when Peter couldn't catch any fish, and that morning he said, "Casting it to the other side." Mm-hmm. Then he said, "Follow me." He said, "I'm gonna make you fishes and men of all kind." So that's what we're trying to do here. We want to be fishes and men of all kind. So not just trying to do, but looking to do and reach fishes, fish all types of fish.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's the goal.
Well, you can't. You're not going to catch fish of all kind. Not right now.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Yeah.
That's why, okay. Young church, yeah. right? And there's like a pastor and there's like a few different people. There's a few people there. You can't have one message for kids and then one for the older person that's there too.
Because
nobody's going to be feeling you depending on where they come. As you grow, then maybe you like, oh, wow, we got a whole bunch of youth here.
Yeah.
And that's why I said, not that I'm giving church advice.
Yeah.
But typically it gets bigger, and then you put some money over the youth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would someone put someone over the youth? Because they relate to this group.
Yeah.
More so than the main person.
I guess.
Right? So what I'm telling you is you need to refine your message into an audience of people.
Okay.
Right now, you're not going to catch any fish, bro.
Gotcha.
Not no fish. You'll catch some fish.
Light fish.
Light fish. Okay, we're going to start there. We're going to start the podcast. And then what?
Push the merch out as well at the same time.
To the fish. You're going to sell the merch to the fish.
Sell the merch to the fish.
Okay.
Catch fish for the podcasting community. Eventually, I want to host events.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the goal.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's your ultimate goal, though?
Well, I'm called to ministry full-time at the age of 31. So, that gives me roughly, you know.
You're called to ministry?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Who called you?
God. Jesus.
In what way?
Last year, I was in my prayer time. And I kept hearing it clear as day that, you know, get ready. Because at 31, you know, you're going ministry full time.
Are you?
Yeah. So this is just a
hypothetical.
A prerequisite start to that.
Hypothetical.
Yeah.
What happens if you're not full time ministry by 31 or 32?
I don't see that not happening. Because it's not my plan, it's God's plan.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because it's God's plan, it's going to happen for sure. But if we do catch you 32,
yeah.
and it's not, then Was it not God's plan, or you did something wrong?
Could be I did something wrong, but you know, I don't usually, when I yield to his will and his plan, mm-hmm. I don't have an issue. It's when I went against the grain, because this mm-hmm. podcast could have been something else. You know, I had other ideas,
yeah,
you know, fleshly desires and things that
you I would have flesh.
Been, things I would have been
be
chasing.
In that flesh, don't you?
I was in the flesh before.
Are you single now?
I'm single. So, you know, I'm burning over here. So, you know, they said it's better than married and burn. So, you know, I got my eyes on a suitor. So, if you're watching this, you know what's happening.
Who's it's coming. This? Oh, the suitor is like your girl?
Yeah.
Your girl.
Well, no, I don't have a girl, but I have my eyes on a specific girl.
Is she right at the now. Church? Is she at the church, ain't she?
I can't say which church she's at. I can't give that away.
Is she at your church?
No, she's not at my church. But I can't give anything.
Does she know you exist?
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all be talking?
I've been dropping little nuggets, you know.
LOLs and yeah, Instagram story.
Yeah, look, you know. Hey, bro, send them church notes, brothers. Send them church notes, brothers. That's all I'm going to say. Send them church notes, brothers. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, gosh. In this pursuit, though, like,
you
haven't told her, like, this is what you want yet.
Nah. She going to hear for the first time right here.
Say her name, bro. You might as well.
Let
her know what's up.
Nah.
Hey, do me a favor. Text her right now. Like, yo, on this podcast.
Yo.
So that. No, hear me out. If you text her right now, this podcast, her and you will know.
Okay.
That when this comes out,
but
this will be the way for her to know
This
was about you.
Or I could just send it to her when it drops. Like, hey, watch this. She going to know.
How you know she gonna know?
Trust me, she gonna know. I gave enough hints.
Give me one of the hints you gave.
Church notes.
Is that a hint?
Yeah.
Okay, if somebody sent you church notes, are you saying, oh, thanks for the notes? Or are you saying, oh, this he interested. Thanks for the notes.
Yeah.
We don't think the way women think.
Yeah.
She think you her homeboy.
I mean, okay, let's say church notes and compliments.
It kind of depends on how the compliment go.
Like, I saw you were looking great. That type of compliment.
You looking great doesn't mean.
No, I didn't say you're looking great. I can't give the cheat code. I can't give the exact verbiage that I said.
What did you say? Help us. Help Tybo needs help.
Hey, I'm gatekeeping.
Tybo needs help, bro.
I'm gatekeeping. Just know.
You don't got a church you go to right now, so you can't get the church.
Just know you don't just say beautiful or pretty. You got to add a little something.
Give me one, bro.
Like polished or like angelic. Like you got to, you know, you got to.
Polished?
Yeah, you got to. You that mean you put together, you're well, you know.
Bro, you ain't got no game, bro.
Hey. Hey, if it works, it works. That's all I gotta say.
How long
say.
Have you known that this is the joint you wanted?
Like, for sure, or like, just like,
give me both.
Initial interest.
Give me both.
Okay, I don't want to give too much backstory, but let's say I was watching a certain pastor's teaching, training at the beginning of the year, and I guess they had a VIP where you can be
about 6 months ago.
Yeah. Beginning of the year, yeah. You thought you trying to know exact dates and stuff.
No,
yeah.
No,
we ain't giving that much context. But yeah, and I saw her on the screen, and I was joking because my mom was watching the training as well. And I was like, yo, who is that? I said, I've never seen her. I said, I need to go find her. Jokingly, right? So then fast forward about 4 or 5 months later, the church is launching.
About a month ago. A
couple months, you know, give or take. Church is launching. And they had an Easter service. Seen her.
Phillips joint?
No, I'm not. We not.
That was a new.
I'm not going to. We're not going to give. What you trying to do? We're not
think
doing
that. Because I think your joint wants to come
on. What we not going to do is that, brother. But, okay. You go to the.
Bro, I'm trying to help
okay,
you put
so
it
look,
on front
so
street
look,
so
go,
they
so
know.
Look, I go to the Easter service. I see her again, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I think that's the one from blah, blah, blah. The next Sunday they launch, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like. Going through my TikTok that night. I didn't see her at the service this time. But she shows up on my TikTok. I'm like, yo, this the third time. I'm like, that's Shorty from the video 6 months ago. I'm like, wilding out. I'm like, yo, mom, I'm finna follow her right now.
Mm.
And you know, most women. Y'all not going to follow a random dude back you don't know, right? And I was like, you know, I still ain't get accepted on Facebook. But I was like, you know, like, I said, should I just go ahead and follow on IG? Like, I don't want to be weird. She's like, yeah, do it at the same time so it won't be weird. And I said, like, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, within the hour, I get the follow back. So I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm in there, right? But then I'm like, what do I do? So I say, you know, a few weeks go by. She's like, hey, who got the church notes? So, you know, I go pull out the video, you know, pull out my notes, get the writing, get the taking pictures, get the typing, send them.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much. I can't believe this. I appreciate you. Next Sunday, I'm like, dang, what I do? I'm like, you get them church notes? She like, no. And I'm bummed out. I didn't get the church notes.
Is this church note right
here? So then I go again, church notes, get the church notes. So then Sunday, I'm walking in church. I said, God, if this your will, let me see her. You know, I ain't going to say how many people is at the church, but there's thousands of people at the church. I'm like, bro, let me see her. Right before the worship song, front row people come out. Boom, I see her. I'm like, God, I told bro, I'm like, yo, bro, I see her, bro. That's her, bro. So then I'm like, I'm just waiting for the opportunity. I'm like, yo, soon as she posts the pictures, I'm saying something. So, you know, she started posting little stories, doing her little thing. She do her little 1-2. And I'm like, yo, I'm like, yeah, beautiful. Like, not even beautiful. I'm just like, you know, she's saying she angelic. So I'm just confirming her angelicness. Like, yeah, you angelic.
Hold on. She said she was angelic.
Yeah. I said you definitely angelic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, pretty polished, whatever the words may be. You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, boom. Woo, woo, woo. And then, you know, I get the liking stories. She get the liking stories. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, you know, you like, okay, I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at with it.
I understand you feel stuck in your business, and I know why. It's one of these four things are off. Either you don't have a coach, you don't know how to create content, you don't have a strong cash flow model, or you don't have a community. And this is exactly why I created The Morning Meetup. Listen, y'all been watching this podcast for years now. For $97 a month, I've been coaching entrepreneurs every single week, but right now I have a different goal, to invite 10,000 members in. So for a very limited time, this community is only $19 a month. You will get me live every single Monday, and I'm answering your questions every single Tuesday. We got community day every Friday. So you need a coach, somebody that understands business. You need to understand how to create content. We teach that every single week. You also need a strong cash flow model. That's what this entrepreneurship thing is about. And number four, you have to have a community. I want to connect you with other entrepreneurs that are in your backyard from around the country. All right, so click the link below or themorningmeetup.com. $19 a month and you're locked in. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
That was my story. That's my take. Yeah.
Hey, can y'all put in the comments, does this mean that she's all my boy? Is she single?
I'm assuming for sure, because the type of stuff that you like and post, it's not the type of stuff you like and post if you're not single.
I promise, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
Listen, family, as a busy parent, I cannot control how long I sleep. I got kids, but I can control how well I sleep. And I am excited to announce that the Lisa mattress is on its way to my home right now. I'm so excited. All the reviews I've seen online where they're talking about a quick nap feels like luxury, and I need a better night's sleep immediately, right? Lisa has a lineup of beautiful mattresses with luxury in mind without the luxury price tag. So each mattress is designed with specific sleep positions and feel preferences in mind. So from the first night, you're going to feel the difference. Premium materials for full body support. Lisa mattress, all of them are designed and assembled meticulously in the USA for exceptional quality. Plus, they back it all up with free shipping, easy returns, and a 100-night sleep trial. Lisa has been tested and awarded best hybrid mattress by New York Times Wirecutter and is exclusively featured by West Elm as their go-to mattress partner. Okay, Lisa isn't just about sleep, it's about impact. They donate thousands of mattresses each year to those in need. Listen, family, go to lisa.com for the Labor Day extended sale. The Labor Day sale is 30% off. Labor Day extended sale, 25% off. Plus, you'll get an extra $50 off with promo code SOCIAL, exclusive for my listeners. That's LEESA.com, promo code SOCIAL for the Labor Day sale or the Labor Day extended sale, plus an extra $50 off. Be sure to enter our show name after checkout so they know we sent you. Lisa.com promo code social. Let me see your Instagram. I promise I'm not going to expose.
I mean, it's not going to kiss the camera?
No.
Okay.
Or you can, okay. Yeah. Just show me her.
I'm a DM real now.
Because I want to know what's happening.
I got to get that follow back from the boy D. Shines.
I'm going to follow you back. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to follow you back for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see what you're working with, man. And you never know. I might have some sort of connection, and I can help you.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
Is she an influencer?
No.
How many followers she got?
Like 1,200.
Let's go.
Oh, dang. I'm giving too much. Like 1,500, 1,600. My bad, y'all.
Yo, bro, if I'm going to be 100% honest with you, I met my wife on a dating app.
Yeah.
And one of the major, like, things that made me say, oh, this the one.
Check the DMD.
Bro, she had like 400 followers, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
Well, I'm just getting my follow game up.
I just followed you back.
Bet.
Let me see what's going on around here. Let's see what's happening. Okay. A vibe. All right, so here's how you know. So I'm gonna go to the last post. And then I'm going to go to the comments and then see what's going on. Yup. Everybody ain't on her yet.
Okay.
Because there's not a whole lot of men in the comments. Bet. It's like her homegirl's like, oh, unless she go that way.
Mm.
And cool. she might got a couple dollars too.
Hey, chill.
No, I'm just saying.
Chill.
So, okay.
Yeah.
You got to make that move for a deacon, dude.
You got to.
You know what I mean? For an usher. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to
go
crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Send her a little DM. Like, yo. Yo, invite her out to an event. Like a dinner or something.
Yeah.
Invite her out to something.
Yeah.
Yo, they having a comedy show. So you want to go?
Yeah.
That's a soft little.
Soft launch.
Soft launch. Yeah. Right there.
Yeah.
This ain't about business, man. I'm trying to coach you. I'm trying to get you right.
Bro. Nah, for sure. Get me right, brother.
You know what I mean? Because you know she ain't going to be out with nobody in the world like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For sure.
Let me ask you this. How do you feel if she makes more money than you?
I'm okay with it because I know where God is taking me.
Yeah.
And
you wouldn't be insecure, though?
No.
Okay, cool. I have some friends. They make money.
Yeah.
And the guys be super
insecure. One of my favorite pastors, Stephen Chandler, he helped me change my mindset on that. His book, Relationship Roadmaps. I went to a singles event. Your boy been out here in Charlotte. Drove to Charlotte. Went, got my book signed by my boy. And he was like, one of the things he said was, people want to get to the bag first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a lot of men's 30s, 40s, 50s, and then they trying to settle down because now they got the bag. And he's like, it's something beautiful about meeting somebody on your journey, on your way, and y'all build something together.
Come on.
He said, something beautiful about that.
I love that.
That literally changed my whole mindset on it. And then when he met his wife, his church was very small. He's only making 40, 50,000 a year. Mm-hmm. She was making 70 plus. She was a nurse or a practitioner or something like that. And she literally carried them. And he said she hates when he says this, but he says it on record. You can go shout out to Stephen Isai Union Church. He literally says she paid for her own ring because he had all these student loans, all this debt. He got it on a credit card. And when they became one, he was paying it from their joint account.
Wow.
So it's like when I hear stories like that and I, you know, see things like that, it's like, okay, it's not about me making more or being this alpha male or this puffed up man. I can still be a provider in my own right and be, you know, good because, you know, I know what's to come and what God has in store. So,
good. Okay. Yeah. Just don't be like corny and insecure.
Nah.
I mean, I don't know what she makes. I don't know what's going on with her, but, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
All right. Podcast. Let's lock into a specific audience.
Yeah.
What is the outcome for that audience of people?
I mean, I want them to be changed. I want them to be transformed. I want them to...
From what to what?
From death to life. Like, you know, a lot of people in the city, a lot of people out here are just dead. They just living dead lives.
So you're looking to build a dead audience.
No, I don't want to build a dead audience. I want to revive them. I want them to come back alive. You know, it's a time where we need them.
Your audience of people are people that are spiritually dead, you're saying?
Not spiritually dead. It could be emotionally dead. It could just be their circumstances, their environment. Because it's like who you let feed you is who you become. So it's like if you got nothing but negativity around you, you're naturally going to be negative. If you got nothing but people that are dead to the world, they aren't chasing anything, aren't doing anything, just kind of giving up on life, you're going to naturally just give up on life. So it's like helping them come back to life because, you know.
So why would they listen to your show and not anybody else that talks about the same thing to encourage people?
Maybe because I'm giving it to them in a raw way because I've been there.
I mean, there's a bunch of people
that
just give you what you need to know.
Yeah. I mean, I can relate to them because I've been in their shoes. I've been there.
Well, other people can relate to them. Anybody can relate to someone. Not anyone, but
I mean,
in this space.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that will be able to relate. That's how they build an audience.
Well, I feel like I'm different. I feel like I'm one of a kind. I feel like, you know, I got a charismatic personality. I've always had people kind of drawn to me. I've always been a leader.
That girl ain't drawn yet.
Not yet. But yeah, so I feel like,
bro, you're not giving me any reason where someone should tap into your show right now.
Cause it's genuine, cause it's real. I was, you know, given this vision from God. I could have did anything else, but I feel like the people that I've already talked to, you know, the people that, you know, in my Bible study, in my community, they gained a lot from it. They didn't want me to stop doing it. So I feel like I can get the same type of people to come to the community and subscribe that once I get going, they're not going to want to stop watching me. They're not going to want to stop watching what I'm doing, what I'm posting, that type of thing.
You're giving me no reason to watch anything you got going on. You didn't tell me nothing that I care about. First, she was like, all right, well, my audience is going to be people that's dead, so I'm looking to revive dead people. Yeah. And then I think they're going to listen to me because I'm relatable. And I mean... You got it. There's a, you know how many podcasts launch every single day? And you're going to be another one.
Yeah.
How do we stand out? We need to figure that out. Because you're just doing stuff because it's a good idea, but there's no, and this is one of my biggest challenges, especially when people go into the faith space, because the faith space says, because God told me to do it, it's going to work out.
Mm.
And then I always challenge that, like, how do we know God told us to do it?
Mm.
How do we know it's not something that I think we should do or it should be some sort of thought? And I caught this vision of how big this thing could be, but that could just be my own thoughts and my own desires and being influenced by other conversations.
I mean, I could just say that I feel like the way I'm going to do it is in a unique way.
Tell me the way you're going to do it because I haven't heard anything unique yet.
The way I'm doing testimonials is like by bringing in people that can relate to the Bible character. So it's not just a testimonial or a one-on-one interview. It's also like a teaching. So we're talking about, you know, the story of that character. And then we're talking about their real life story and kind of like how it merges, how it interacts, how it impacts, that type of thing.
I think you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not excited though. You ever been in sales?
Yeah.
Were you good at it?
I mean, I feel like I was pretty good.
Couldn't have been, bro. Like, that was... sales is all about my ability to communicate something to you that causes you to take an action.
Mm.
You talk to somebody without touching them. They move.
Yeah.
Right? That's effective communication. If you could talk to somebody and that makes them reach in their pocket and pull out money and hand it to you... That sales.
Yeah.
And I don't know, sales ministry people are always afraid of sales.
Mm.
But you have to sell me on the idea on why I need to listen to you.
Yeah.
And I don't have one. I don't have a reason yet. So let's just try it again, maybe with your chest up. Because if this is how you're going to approach that young lady, it's over. Why I need to be with you? I mean, I'm unique and I'm different. And I think, I mean, my cousins, they like when I talk, they just relate. And then I just, what? When I met my wife,
yeah,
I painted a picture of what life was going to be like. Mm. Hey, would you like to marry me? I knew in my offering, there needs to be some lead up. Now, when I asked her, I just asked her, but for the 6 months between when I met her and when I proposed to her, I was painting a picture. But if I was going to go up to someone, or like if I was going to go talk to someone about something and I wanted to get them to buy into my idea and my way of thinking, I would put a little more time and attention into it. Mm. And you've taken no time and attention to get into your pitch of why someone needs to follow you.
Yeah.
You've got to be compelling. Those speeches Martin Luther King gave was compelling.
Yeah.
Compelling enough to get people to willingly go to jail for the mission.
Yeah.
They were going to jail with smiles on their faces.
So what do you feel like made Sleepers for Suckers, Social Proof, Hot Seat, all these platforms, what do you feel like it made it compelling?
The story. Mm-hmm. When I was working at the Cheesecake Factory and building my Sleepers for Suckers t-shirt brand, mm-hmm. the story was, if you wear these t-shirts, you won't work here long. Mm-hmm. You can wear these t-shirts and you'll make six figures.
Yeah.
If you wear this wristband, I used to wear these Sleepers for Suckers wristbands.
Yeah.
And I told people, listen, if you just put in an extra hour every single day into your business, you can get rich beyond belief.
Yeah.
Well, how does this wristband help you? Well, sometimes you just need a reminder. You get really, really sleepy. You look at your wristband and you say, you know what? This wristband reminds me of my dream. I can go an extra hour. So 11 o'clock, I'll just go to sleep at 12 because I'm going to put in this work. But it was compelling. At the time I started Social Proof Podcast, I'm interviewing people that you've never, ever seen. I'm a lot of people's first interview that you see. Nowadays, it's everywhere where entrepreneurs interviewing entrepreneurs. Yeah. But 2018, 2019, it wasn't like that.
It was new.
Now everybody interviews.
Yeah.
I'll interview somebody and they go on like a promo run. Mm. And they're on everybody else's podcast too.
Yeah.
Right? Which is why I started the Hot Seat. Everybody's interviewing successful people. I'm going to interview unsuccessful people.
Yeah. So I got a question.
What's up?
I can't be just as compelling with my shirts or with my platform, with my podcast, that I can change people's life because you bought this shirt, or change people's life because you heard me speak.
I think you can, but you haven't been compelling enough yet.
I could.
You've said nothing that made me say, I really got to follow this leader.
Yeah.
You said nothing. I don't know if you think that shirt makes me say, oh my gosh, that's a Jesus fish with SAFs on it. Your shirt is S-A-F-S.
It's Set Apart Soul Filled Saints.
So you're going to feel set apart and soul-filled. You're the only person who knows what that means. So when I see now, I see a Jesus fish with letters on it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make me say, oh my gosh, what does that mean? What are we talking about right now?
Jesus.
You think you're compelling right now?
I think I can be.
I know you can be.
Yeah.
But you're not yet.
Mm. Well.
Compel me to listen to your podcast. And action.
You want to know about Jesus?
No. I already know about Jesus.
You want to know more about Jesus?
Of course I do.
Well, let's dive into a story about Peter.
Okay.
He was fishing all night. Fishing all night. Fishing all night. Fishing all
night. If you say it one more time, bro.
He was fishing all night. He was giving up. His life depended on this. His family depended on this. His future depended on this. And he was getting nothing. He had gave up. Mm-hmm. His life was over. He was done. And Jesus walked up. And he said, cash in it to the other side. And He didn't want to listen to him at first. He said, all right, you're Jesus. I'm going to bow and bend to your will. I'm going to cast my nets to the other side. And it was so much fish that the boat almost toppled over. Mm-hmm. And his friends had to come save the boat and the load and the fish. And then Jesus said, now you've done your work there. Now follow me and come do work. And we're going to fish for men. We're going to fish for people. Mm. And that's what we're going to do with Set Apart and Soul Filled Saints. We're going to fish for people.
That's the compelling.
That's the compelling.
Okay, you ever heard that story before? About Peter, the fish, and he said, drop your net. You heard that before, Tabo? They get you excited. What, bro? That was your compelling story? Or why I need to listen to your podcast over listening to something else? Or why I need to stop scrolling through TikTok to listen to that?
Yeah.
It's a cool story, bro. But who cares?
People that fish.
Oh my gosh, bro. Okay, here we go. We're gonna wrap this up. I'm gonna give you some points. Okay. Yeah. People need an outcome.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to guarantee an outcome from anything that you're offering. Mm-hmm. So you gotta take some notes, bro. Yeah. You gotta take some notes because you're terrible at this. And we're going to get better, but right now, right now, God, I've almost not seen anyone worse.
Hey, y'all let me know in the comments if y'all seen somebody worse in the high school. I think I've not been total, much better
that than, story, than, bro, than like some of these other people. It didn't make me want to say, oh, let me tune into his podcast because he knows one of the stories.
Oh, man.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to guarantee an outcome. There needs to be some sort of guaranteed outcome.
Okay.
So let's say my guaranteed outcome for Hot Seat, you are going to learn entrepreneurship. And it's going to put up a mirror to you on what you're doing wrong in your business. This whole Hot Seat is a mirror.
Yeah.
So if you want to see what you're doing wrong from someone else's perspective, this is a guarantee. I'm not giving you pitch stuff. Mm. I'm just saying there's a guarantee. You are going to learn entrepreneurship from the beginning stages here. And then we have to identify an audience of people who want that outcome. This podcast is not to put up a mirror to someone who makes $1 million. It's not the purpose here. That's not my audience. Mm. My audience isn't even people who love their job. Watch something else.
Yeah.
I have a specific group of people who need this mirror. The stuff isn't working, and I need to figure out why. Maybe there's somebody on the hot seat that's going through what I'm going through. Like, read the comments. They're like, yo, bruh, you started talking about finances? I started doing my own finances.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, people say, yo, I need to be in the hot seat because they're seeing other people that are struggling with the same thing.
Yeah.
And the advice comes for them and they're like, oh, I need that. So there's an audience of people that struggle with the thing or an audience of people who want the outcome that you guarantee that you provide. Follow that so far?
Got you.
Good. We have to come up with, number three, a unique twist to what you're doing. And that needs to be the premise of it. So I think you were going somewhere, we're like, yo, telling the Bible stories. And if every single week we're exploring another story from a different perspective.
Yeah.
Right? So Matthew 13, there's a story of the weeds and the wheat, or the weeds and the tares, mm-hmm. right? And he starts talking about there was a man who had a vineyard, and the owner pretty much planted seeds, and he planted weeds, mm. and then the enemy comes and plants weeds among the wheat. Mm. And then the workers say, hey, you want us to pull up these weeds? They said, no, wait until the harvest. We'll put the wheat in the barn, and we'll tie up the weeds to be burned. Mm. Well, what does all that mean? Well, if you go down a few verses, you'll see there's an interpretation. Mm-hmm. And the interpretation says that the man who owns the field, son of man, or the farmer is the son of man. Mm-hmm. Son of man planted people of the kingdom, meaning God's people.
Yeah.
But then while they were sleeping, the enemy came in. Meaning after Christ and all the disciples died, the Bible prophesies that Satan, the evil one, will plant weeds among the wheat. What is the significance? Weeds and wheat look the same. They look identical.
Yeah.
If you're not a farmer, you have no idea the difference between a weed and a wheat. Now, what is this prophecy talking about? Well, after Christ's teachings and all the disciples' teachings, there's going to be seeds planted that look just like God's word, but it's not. Mm. Some of the examples, you got to find it throughout the Bible where Passover was abolished and replaced with communion. Sabbath was abolished in 321 AD, replaced with Sunday worship. All of the feasts of God, Christmas came in, all this kind of stuff, right? Mm. But it prophesies that way. But if we're going to decode this story, this is like, oh, if you're going to like decode stuff like that, I like, because ain't nobody talk about that.
Yeah.
Or if we're talking about the story of Moses, or we're talking about David, or we're talking about Daniel, or we're talking about all these different things. Paul. Come on. What happened? Because people say most people don't read the Bible. Mm-hmm. Period. Mm-hmm. They know a couple of verses. John 3:16. What else? What's the
Philippians 4:19.
I don't even know that one. That's crazy.
I can do all things through Christ who can
show. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Or we can say it, but it's not really. Mm. Now, if we really, like, really got into some of these cool stories, these are some cool stories in the Bible. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's more compelling to an audience because you are going to learn. Now, I don't know if you have that type of information, but.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you an example.
No, for sure.
There needs to be a unique twist, not just getting on a microphone trying to wake people up from darkness.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Even if you talk about the podcast in that way, hey, check out my podcast. It's going to wake you up from darkness. You're like, what? I'm not in darkness.
Yeah. No.
What are the three steps?
The three steps, I got them written down here. I got guarantee an outcome, identify audience. That you can guarantee and provide for through entrepreneurship, put up the mirror.
He ain't got that third one.
What's it? I missed the third one.
No, you ain't missed the third one.
It was in the Bible story.
Needs to be a unique twist.
A unique twist, yep. Mm-hmm. I was in the Bible story. You said it within the Bible story.
Yo, ooh, hit up old girl. I got you. Bro, this is going to work.
Yeah.
Hit up old girl. Be like, yo. Man, I was just in this hot seat, and I'm trying to come up with this podcast concept, but I need to come up with a unique twist. I don't want to just be boring and be on here ministering. I want to do like a unique twist.
Yeah.
And I see like you super creative with your content.
Yeah.
I think you can help me out.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. That's a soft launch.
Yeah.
To get out the DMs in person.
So when should I do it? Because the goal for the soft launch is July and the goal for the hard launch is August.
You got her on your launch path?
No, I'm saying for the podcast. Yeah.
I thought you had her in the timeline.
No. I mean, I was working on life plans this week, but you know.
She in there?
No. I was focused on life plan in my current state.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Don't drop that podcast idea that you have. Mm-hmm. Go to the drawing board. Find a problem that you're going to solve every single week.
Okay.
Make sure this core audience of people is going to love it every single week and have some sort of unique twist so that when you talk about it, people say, yo, I need to check that out.
Yeah.
Every time I talk to somebody about a hot seat, they're like, yo, I got to check that out. I was like, yo, everybody's interviewing successful people. I found a bunch of unsuccessful people and I cook them for 45 minutes. They give that response all the time. I got to check that out.
Yeah. I feel it.
Go forth and be great, man.
Yes, sir.
And I hope it works out.
Appreciate you,
bro. But don't start off with a super expensive date because you can't scale that back.
Yeah. Got you.
What's the first date? Where are we going? In a perfect world.
Maybe like, you know, some smoothies or something.
Yeah.
Something chill, something light. Yeah.
Only thing with the smoothies, though, they know that move. Mm. They know I'm trying to save some bread. You got to go sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Something cool.
What about
but the way like you paint the picture is like, yo, I'm going to be in this area. Yo, you ever said I had a little sandwich spot?
Mm.
Okay, you been to Uncle Phil's cheesesteak spot? Best cheesesteaks in the world. Okay. Not even Atlanta. Uncle Phil's, go get a cheesesteak. Down south Atlanta.
Okay.
It's not a whole bunch of tables there. Yeah. It's like a little spot. Yo, you had it. These joints going North crazy. Atlanta. And then center, because I think a lot of influencers talk about them too. Yeah. So be like, yo, you had the spot? Yeah. Yo, I'm about to go try it. You know what I mean? So you start there.
Yeah.
Because if you start at Cheesecake Factory, you can't really scale back to Chipotle.
Mm.
You feel me? You can go to a sandwich spot.
Yeah.
And then Chipotle.
Yeah.
And then you really can't go to Applebee's. It's just a bad idea.
Yeah. What about a spot that plays music? Like a little jazz vibe.
But you gotta go. Speakeasy vibe. Yeah, but it gotta be lunch because if you go in the evening, she might order drinks.
Mm. Well, you know, we men, woman of God. I don't know if we're gonna do the drink.
You don't know what she do. She might pull out a verse about wine. She just turned all that water into wine. I'm gonna get me a little shard.
Yeah.
I'm giving me a little Cabernet.
For sure.
And in Atlanta, bro, it racks up, bro.
Yeah.
So in Atlanta, you got to pay for parking. That's a dub.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to pay to get in, but.
I mean, I think it just depends on where you go. Yeah. It's like,
just be strategic, brother.
Yeah, you know the city, you know the spots. You got to hit the right spot.
Have you ever sent her a voice note?
Nah, bro, we're not there yet.
You okay? You like voice notes? Like if somebody sent you a voice note, how would you feel about that? A short one. 15 seconds, not just somebody, just random 15 seconds. If somebody, let's say Ryan. Now y'all don't like talk, but if he was like interested, it was like, hey Kay, what up? Yo, I'm working on this podcast and I can use some ideas. Now you think you can help me out? Would that be cool with you? Or you'd be like, why are you sending me a voice note? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, scratch that.
Okay.
But she might like voice notes.
Yeah.
Especially because you got a good voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know what I mean? Like, because you got that heavy. She might listen.
They be
like,
saying, you know, Gerald LaVert, Luther, that kind of, you know Come what I'm on, saying? Man. A little kind of, but you know. How old is she? You asking too many questions, bro. Let's just say around my age. Okay. Yeah.
Around your age.
Yeah, around my age. Yeah.
I'm going to send it to you.
But
okay. All right. Anyway, man, go forth. Be great, bro.
Yes, sir.
What's the three steps?
Three steps.
Put your phone down.
Guarantee an outcome.
Yep.
We got now you're looking at a unique twist. Identify the audience.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Do it, man.
Appreciate that, bro.